Approach. Men who play the male gender role have a strong approach mechanism. A strong approach mechanism will imply confidence, and a man with this quality is much more valued by his peers, as he will sleep with more women. Women, unless they have a high masculine energy, will not approach. Women have a filter mechanism. Women disqualify much more than select. That is their filter mechanism. Women will preferably filter in regards of body language, dominant or submissive, social proof, and status. A woman with a poor filter mechanism frequently makes bad mating choices. A woman with a poor filter mechanism will be poorly valued by her peers, and she will sleep with poorly chosen partners, will have a harder time finding the right man for her, and will often be framed as promiscuous. A man with a poor approach mechanism will often be considered weaker or more submissive, will have difficulties meeting the woman he wants to meet, and will hardly have the experience he needs to attract the right woman for him. Failure to master each mechanism for men and women brings social and emotional stress. The condition of having a weak approach mechanism is called approach anxiety, which is that heartburn or unpleasant sensation in your chest and throat right before you speak to the woman you're after. It's a condition because the person, the man, accepted this as a frame for himself at one point of his life. No man is born with it, nor is a hereditary disease. At one point in his life, the man with approach anxiety accepted that frame for himself and perpetuated it and let it grow beyond his control, mainly because of failure or neglect to see it as an auto-suggestion process, which is also reaffirmed by social programming. How to get rid of approach anxiety? Whenever you see a woman that catches your glance or is sensed by you, and you had to look at her, you have to approach her immediately. Attraction is not an option. You perceive that hot piece of ass and you instinctively turn your head around to see her. That wasn't logic, that was pure instinct. So, if you see someone you are attracted to, don't deny your impulse, follow it. But with one twist, follow your impulse to see if she can bring herself up to your level, which is the mindset of an attractive man. Be curious of her instead of just allured by her beauty. But when your default setting is to hesitate, and instead of approaching, you go to the bar and have a drink or two to get to the proper level of confidence, you're just putting off, delaying what it needs to be done, which is to approach. You are making your approach anxiety muscle stronger. There's a major epidemic in modern men, fully pumped by society's standards about approaching, which is basically denying the instinct because it's bad to be sexual. Then men rationalize it. Maybe she's not alone. Maybe she has a boyfriend. Would she like me? Will I get rejected? Everybody's looking. People are going to laugh. What it does is create that anxiety out of nothing, and it provides the excuses to your logical brain about why you should not do it. There's also this Spotify ad in my country that the guy who's talking to a girl just mumbles, would you like would you care to do this with me? All bullshit, man. That's all bullshit. So the one way to never have approach anxiety is don't deny the instinct. What I mean by that is that you have to approach immediately. Do not wait. Otherwise, you'll rationalize it, especially if this is an area in which you've been struggling. And that's where most men fuck it up. The window span for the instinctual trigger and the rationalization goes from 3 to 7 seconds, so time is ticking. 10 seconds and you'll be walking towards her full of self-doubt. Until you have developed the muscle of approaching full of confidence like a 7-year-old kid who's just curious, you have to practice. When you're approaching, you have to go with full confidence. Nothing will get in your way. You are a wolf after its prey. The level of confidence I ask you to have is as if you were a rock star walking to your dressing room after performing perfectly and hearing 4,000 souls screaming your name, or that you are getting off your private jet. That level of confidence. Many men get the fear of running out of things to say, but if you go there relaxed, acting from a place of curiosity, and comment her on whatever that is happening at the moment, her shoes for example, "Hey, your shoes are really cool, sexy, whatever," she will respond to that. And if you fucking listen to what she has to say, she will give you the cues to where you can channel the conversation. Listen, do not interrupt her. Every time you interrupt her, you are not in the moment. You are in your head, eager to keep on talking. That communicates neediness and desperation. Listen, goddammit. But listen relaxed, lay back, like she has to work for your attention. When you reach her, direct, piercing, and relaxed eye contact is a must. Proper posture and negative body language has to dominate the interaction, and the content of the communication are mostly comments. Or you say the first thing that pops into your head. Do not ask questions, comments, statements, that's what we want. Comment about anything that's happening at the moment, her shoes, her dress, whatever context you're both in. The mindset is, I am curious, let's see what you got, if you're up to the level of this awesomely attractive man. Keep on making statements and let her do the talk. And listen, can't say this enough. When she starts, and she will, to ask questions, you're doing it right. Questions are an indicator of interest, IOI on PUA language, so it's a good thing. But keep your cool. Once you're there and talking to her, you start the bantering, the teasing, the push-pull, and you begin to challenge her. And everything a kid does to a chick when they are in primary school, with the mindset that she's nothing but a spoiled little rat. Don't laugh at your own jokes, ever. Again, that's kiss-ass behavior. Don't laugh at her jokes either. A smirk will do. A smirk will communicate, cool, I'm not that impressed, go on. There will be plenty of time to ask deep questions about her later in rapport. Right now, the fundamental that governs the interaction is attraction. Approach her from the side front at a 45-degree angle. Not directly in front of her, so you don't risk on freaking her out. Touch her before you say a word. This way she'll be much more receptive to your approach. Firm but confident touch. Do not grab her arm yet. Don't ask her name immediately. Her name is not the last thing you want to know, but it's definitely not the first. You may even get her home and drill her and not know her name. Another woo's mistake is not to approach the hottest girl in the group. You certainly can, but if she's surrounded with more girls, you will want to address the other chicks too. Charm all of them so they won't take away your woman. And this will also prevent your woman feel awkward because you're just talking to her. Once you have all the group in your pocket, then you can isolate the girl you want. This approach blueprint works on every environment. The only difference is that at daylight you have to turn your crazy knob to about 5 to 6, while at a club or a bar you'll have to pump yourself up to 11 or 12, but the principles are the same. The main roadblocks you will encounter on mastering approach are from your own making. If you go there and start to approach women and you crash and burn and after 3 times you stop, you're just reaffirming to yourself that approaching is not for you, which now we both know is bullshit. If a woman rejects you, it has nothing to do with you. And tattoo that to your frontal cortex. It has nothing to do with you. Maybe her puppy died. Maybe she broke up with her boyfriend. Maybe she got mad with her best friend. Maybe she's feeling like shit because of cramps and she's in her period. Whatever, it has nothing to do with you, so stop making it personal, which is another way your approach anxiety muscle will try to trick you. There are no rejections. There are no failures. There are only successes and learning opportunities. If you crash and burn, great. Great because you're reaching to your ball sack, grabbing it and being the man. You are confronting your fears. You are doing what it needs to be done. Kudos on you. Don't make it personal. Reflect, a minute tops, about what you could have done better. Be kind to yourself. Make the proper adjustments and keep on fucking going. That's it. Go out there and practice, but practice with the intention of developing your skills with no outcomes in mind. If you go out there with the outcome of getting a girl for the night, a girlfriend or a wife, your outcome will start to govern all the interactions you will have on that moment. You will begin approaching only to have that outcome happen to you and with no real interest in the woman you'll meet, which is a very selfish attitude and a royal fuck-up. So focus on developing your skill set as much as you can. Approaching is a numbers game. It's like batting average in baseball. You have to put yourself out there and give it a go. You'll hit the ball sometimes, and you'll probably miss much more. You can take it out of the park some other time, or you can get hit by the ball. Just put yourself out there and do it. There's nothing on the line here. No life or death scenario. Just develop your skills. Work out that approach muscle, which is the only thing that matters. Embrace the instinct.